People need to start putting spicier things on their wedding registries. No, I do not want to get you a Dyson V8 Cyclone Absolute Vacuum. I want to get you a sex swing.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's fascinating, I have to say. People are meeting up with all these different cultures, and they have such a optimism in the beginning.
They do. And
I
it's
mean,
always
this is the love
crushed.
Of my life. I am going to propose to this girl in the Philippines that's also been talking to hundreds of other men online.
I'm going to talk to
there's
this girl
Filipino,
in the Philippines that
a
also
Filipino
has a
Cupid.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
Filipino Cupid. Yeah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is our lead sanitation engineer, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. I'm doing that for our friend
okay.
Alex. Okay, I knew you were thrown off by that. You're like, Brian, are we going to have to start the show all over again? No. I'm doing that for oft-requested, but most recently by our good listener and friend Alex, who got his sticker.
What's up, Alex?
And then he said, I really miss when you guys say it's not for everyone. And so there you go. I went through the rigmarole, never to be heard again. That's a one-time special only for Alex. But we oftentimes do get people who write in and they say, you know, what happened to the whole introduction? What happened to the whole introduction is I realized that of the 400 episodes that we've done, maybe the, I don't know, I counted somewhere or I read somewhere that we had over 1,200 hours of content out there in the universe.
Wow.
Some company service put it out there. Of the 1,200 hours of content, The Commercial Break has diligently delivered to you every single Monday and Wednesday and Friday. I believe that 600 of those hours were dedicated to the intro of the show in season 2 and 3.
It got long.
Got ridiculous. Just started adding on and adding on. I had to remember everything. You know how many times we had to stop and redo that? A lot.
Yes.
A lot. So there you go. One time special only for you, Alex. Thank you very much. Back from the long Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
It was my birthday.
I know. Happy birthday,
yeah.
Baby.
Hey, thanks, babe. I appreciate it, sweet cheeks. You know, I'm a twin, so
yes.
I got the... Kevin and I born on Labor Day means that, like all holiday babies, our birthday does not take precedent in anybody's mind. Like, when you have a long Labor Day weekend coming up, especially as an adult, you can fucking forget about anybody paying attention to your birthday because everyone's just worried about their vacation.
Plans, yeah.
Their last hurrah of summer before the kids go back full-time to school and all that other stuff. So I think I've kind of taken this attitude toward my birthday. I think I've also taken the same attitude toward my birthday, which is I don't really give a shit about my birthday. But I do like fucking with my twin brother. That's the fun thing. I'm 6 minutes.
That's your present to each other, is to
yes.
fuck with each other?
Yes, we like to fuck with each other. I'm 6 minutes older than Kevin.
Uh-huh.
I came out 6.52 seconds before Kevin did. And so I decided this year what I was going to do is I was going to wait till Kevin called me, because he always calls me. He's going to call me. He's going to say happy birthday. I'm going to hang up the phone as soon as he does, and I'll call him back 6.52 seconds, 6 minutes and 52 seconds later. And I'll go, I remember what it was like to be your age, Kevin. I remember way back when. I was the first one out. They had to pull me out with forceps,
ooh,
I learned.
They don't even use those, I don't think, anymore.
They're kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
I think they do use them, but only under the most extreme of circumstances.
Yeah.
So apparently my big head was an extreme circumstance.
Right.
There's no pictures of me, like, the first 6 or 7 days of my life, because I'm black and blue with a cone head.
Oh,
there's
I know.
There's one photograph, and I literally look like an alien baby. I mean, literally.
Well, I think
like
that was
baby.
The problem with them is that it smushed the head in too much, you know?
Yeah, you get a little head smush there, and
yeah.
It may not ever go back into
right.
place, I think. Look at my head. It's so weirdly shaped. It's like, I do have
it's
an alien
It's not conical.
Head. It's not conical, no. Is that how you say it? Conical?
I said conical.
Conjugal? It's not conjugal. We are so bad at the English language, you and
I.
I know. We use words. We use words in the wrong way so many times an episode.
But it makes sense to us.
It does. It makes sense. We understand what we're telling each other. It's raw and uncut. So, I mean, I came out first. They pulled me out. And then Kevin, I don't know what he was waiting for. Like, you know, 6 minutes is a long time
You had pushed him off to the side and you were in first place, ready
kicked
to
him
go.
Right in the head. Yeah. That's what I did. I said, fuck you, dude. And then when he came out, I go, where have you been? I've been waiting all my life for you. I've been waiting my whole life for you to get out here. What's going on? And maybe we should go back in.
Right. It's nice and warm in there. Yeah.
So we went off and hung out with some family members down in Florida right after the hurricane came. And that was interesting. It didn't affect the part of Florida that we were in. The part of Florida where that Hurricane Irina, or what was it? Mm-hmm. Irina? What
something
was the name
like
of that?
Something it was
like
the
that.
Eye.
Yeah, I think Florida kind of dodged the bullet. I mean, life-changing for those who were affected by mm-hmm. it. I don't want to diminish that. But, you know, only one fatality that they heard of for a Category 4 storm is because that part of Florida is literally an armpit.
Yes,
it's an armpit.
But it was not very populated.
No, and there's a reason why. It's because it's just a fucking swamp yeah, out there. Yeah. I mean, it's like you drive. Florida is an engineering miracle. Because what it really was before life decided to flourish there, life, old people, and the, what's it called? The Oaks? What is it called?
The Village.
The Villages.
Yeah, the Villages.
Before the Villages decided, before Disney and the Villages decided to drain the swamp, it was a swamp.
Yeah.
And that's why that's where the old joke comes from. If you believe that, I've got some swamp land in Florida I want to sell you. But mm-hmm. the truth is that they've drained it, canaled it. They've got it going on down there. They made it into a thing that people really want to live down there in this tropical and beautiful weather. But people are a little fucking deranged down there. I mean, they are deranged.
I mean, that's also where the joke about the Florida man
comes in. You know, and Florida has like this open records thing going on down in Florida. So you can request any police report, any footage, and it has to be given to you right away. In Florida, they're all about the open records. And some people think that's why the Florida man thing is not really necessarily true. But I'm here to tell you, it is true.
Yeah.
People are fucking Looney Tune down there.
Yes.
I go to the gas station to fill up gas. That's why you go to the gas station. I go to the gas station and I have got all kinds of insects and animals all over my grill. Because driving through South Georgia and North Florida, it is, I don't know, it's like insect heaven there.
Oh, well, this time of year, for sure.
It's like you hit a human person. It's like you hit a human body every time. You can hear them smacking on the window.
Yeah,
bam!
They're big.
And then it gets stuck. You can't wash it off with a windshield wiper. Mm-mm. So I got all this shit on the front of my car. And there's this guy standing, smoking a cigarette, next to...
At the gas station.
At the Blue Flame propane gas station. You know what I'm saying? Right next to that Blue Flame thing that every gas station has, the natural gas that you can buy, the propane for your grill. He's smoking a cigarette, and 9 times out of 10, I'll leave a gas station if someone's smoking a cigarette near the open fuel that certainly is flammable. But I didn't this time. I just pulled in, and then this guy... Hey! And I'm trying to avoid eye contact.
Right,
you know that whole thing?
Right.
You know somebody.
Yeah,
he's not talking to me. I'm busy. Where are my earphones?
Yeah.
Why don't I have them in? Anytime I'm outside in public in Florida, I need to put on my earphones. Hey! Hey, bro! Oh, God. Hey, brother. Here we go. Hey, listen. I got this perfect solution for cleaning off the shit off your car. It's like a magic soda wash that goes on your car, and then you can get... And then you'll never have to worry about the bugs again. It's a sealant and protectant and wash and clean. And I'm like, oh, great. I met the Sham Wow guy at the fucking gas station.
Did he have like a little stand set up or something?
He didn't have a stand. He did barely had shoes.
Okay.
I mean, I was like, what is this guy talking about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a mess every time I come down here. He goes, with that nice car, y'all to get this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, which nice car are you talking? I'm like looking around. I'm like, which car are you talking about? So then I'm like, yeah, listen, if I had time today, I'd certainly give it a try. Well, listen, I don't have the stuff right here. What I do got is I got about 2 blocks away. I got my house. I got a whole bucket full of it. You ain't got to buy it today, but if I'll give you $5 free washing on your windshield and your grill. And I go, a $5 free washing? It's only $5 for you today. And I'm like, what's a $5 free washing? Well, it means I'll do the washing for you for free. You just got to buy $5 worth of the stuff. And I'm like, it takes $5 every time I got to clean my windshield. I'm telling you, man, it takes a lot of time to put this stuff together. So I go, exactly what is in this stuff? Well, now I can't tell you that. It's my secret. I've been trying to get those guys on Shark Tank pay attention to me. And now I'm like, I'm in a totally different universe right now. I'm talking to a guy about Shark Tank magic free soap for $5. I'm not going to do this. So I'm like, listen, man, because I have a big car, it takes forever to fill up my car. So this is going on for like 5 minutes and I'm still only halfway through the tank. So I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out of this conversation. Yes. How do I get out of this conversation?
Please take me off your do not call. Please put it on your do not call list.
So you know what I do? I got my phone in my back pocket. Uh-huh. Now I know my father-in-law would kill me for ever turning on a phone near a gas pump, but I did. So I pick it up.
Why can't you turn on a phone near a gas pump?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Brian.
He smacked my phone out of my hand one time.
Wow.
Literally, he was like, you know, hit my phone and it fell on the ground. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, ay, Brian, nunca, nunca. It's muy peligroso, muy peligroso. It's gasolina, electronicos, and whatever he said.
Okay.
He says that the, you know, computer chips, I don't want to get into this, really, I don't. But I'm just going to tell you that, like, there's electronics in here. They have little firing mechanisms every time that you do something on your phone.
Okay.
And he swears to God that people randomly blow up at gas stations for using their phone. I've never seen any evidence of this, but okay, I believe it may have happened once. So I pick up my phone, and I'm standing at the front of my car. Like, I figure I'm far enough away. The fumes are not anywhere near me. I pick up the phone, and I go, oh, man, I got a call. I got to take this. I'm really sorry. But listen, sounds great. You know, maybe next time. And I go like this. But he's so eagle-eyed. He's had this happen to him so many times before. He's, hey, bro, think you hung up on him because there ain't no phone call on your phone. I was like, oh, it sounded like somebody was on him. I got to call her back.
You've gotten called out twice now to do with this. Remember the time at the Starbucks?
You
told us about.
Yes.
And they were like, there's no one on that phone.
There's no one on that phone call. Who is that? My ex-wife's husband or some shit like that?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. My ex-wife's husband was like, I don't think anybody's on that phone call. And I was like, well, it's important. I should probably call them back. So I got called out by the guy in Florida. But it's like, it's just crazy down there. It's crazy down there.
It is.
If you're not flying a 10-foot by 10-foot Trump flag on the back of your 4x4, you're trying to hawk your free $5 soapy water. And I'm wondering, part of me was curious, what's in the soapy
water?
And if
he'd had it there, that was his mistake. Maybe you would have gotten
some.
But
probably
to drive, hey, follow me to my house.
Yeah. It's probably just piss and gasoline mixed together. He's been trying to get it on Shark Tank. That's what he said. What'd you do? What'd you do on the weekend?
Oh, God. Aye, Brian. I'm blaming you. I'm saying aye, Brian, because, you know, last week we were in the studio and you have it on TLC, of course.
Mm.
And I caught a little bit of this 90 Day Fiancé Last Resort that's going on right now. And I knew some of the characters because I had seen them before when I begrudgingly watched the show before and immediately got sucked in. So I go
I could
home.
Just hear Jeff. Jeff's going to start saying, Brian. He's probably been saying it for a long
time. I think
time.
He has it in his head, yes. But so I went home and proceeded to go on a huge binge of all things 90 Day. All the different types. There's the before the 90 days.
After the 90 days.
After the 90 days.
During the 90 days.
Yeah, the 90, OG 90 day. I mean, I finished. Jeff, I do have to say, was into the one that we were watching, which was the before the 90 days.
Yeah.
He was into that one. He was like, please call me and tell me when you're on the tell-all. I'll come in here and watch that. It's fascinating, I have to say. People are meeting up with all these different cultures, and they have such a optimism in the beginning.
They do. And
I
it's
mean,
always
this is the
crushed.
Love of my life. I am going to propose to this girl in the Philippines that's also been talking to hundreds of other men online.
I'm going to talk to
there's
this girl in the Philippines that
a
also
Filipino
has a
Cupid.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Filipino Cupid. Yeah. It's not all that strange.
It's crazy. All these people looking for love.
Yeah.
For what?
You know, next week we're going to do a whole expose. It's not really an expose. It's nothing on the commercial break is an expose.
I was about to say.
We're about 3 years behind every trend.
You heard it here last.
I keep going. I'm putting stuff like that seems relevant on the Instagram, but the algorithm just isn't picking it up. And Astrid's like, whatever you're putting on Instagram, it's not been relevant in a long time. You're showing your age. And I'm like, what, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is not relevant? And she's like, I don't even know what Harris Bueller's Day Off is.
Harris.
So, yeah, and we're going to do this whole thing about Russian mail order brides.
Yes.
There is a very, I say famous, it's infamous more like it, company that puts together these trips to take men over there to meet their Russian mail order bride. I don't know if this is going on anymore. This is a couple of years ago again. documentary. They're still using like the Macintosh 3000. But, you know, it's not that strange, I don't think, because it happened to me, to find love outside your own hometown, outside your own country.
You did, yeah.
But the thing that makes 90 Day Fiancé, in my opinion, so ultimately entertaining, it's high entertainment. It's not high class entertainment.
No.
It's highly entertaining.
It's fascinating. And I find it fascinating.
What they've done right, what they didn't do on the first three seasons that they picked up on the fourth and they've kept it going, even bringing back some of the people from the first three seasons, is they have found a way to stick with the story.
Yes.
So
yeah, it follows.
Because if you like me, watched the very first season as it rolled out,
mm-hmm.
you were like, wow, this is fascinating. And these people are fucked up. And why in the world would you ever think that that's true or this girl's real or whatever, how it all unfolds. They do some really good editing. But after the first season, I was so curious as to what really happened behind closed doors afterwards.
Right.
So now that they have made this whole 90-day universe where the most interesting of people have a chance to... I mean, these people are making, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 an episode, and they're on brand new seasons, brand new names of 90 Day Fiancé. It's literally a universe in and
it
of itself.
It absolutely is, I know. And then, you know, like I started watching the before the 90 days, I look, and there's like six seasons. And I just spent like 16 hours of my life watching one
season.
Yeah. Like,
shit. And you know what?
I at least try and like put in my AirPods and walk around the house straightening up things.
Yeah.
Like I'm somewhat productive. Because I can just sit there and watch it.
It's definitely a show that you do not have to be looking at the entire time.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it and
except when
it.
They have the subtitles because the people can't speak.
Oh yeah,
that.
Well that's almost yeah. every episode
I know.
Of every show.
I know.
Every show. This season they have a deaf guy on.
Oh.
And I have to really give credit to TLC here because rather than have some translator speaking on behalf of this guy, he only speaks in sign language.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll put the subtitles down there so you understand what he's saying. But at times during the show, they actually turn off the sound so that you can put his, like, it's almost like you're watching his point of view.
Oh.
And so you're watching his point of view as he would hear it, assuming we understand what deaf people hear, right? The way that he would hear it at critical times in the show.
Wow.
Like when his fiance is having a conversation with someone about something important regarding their relationship, they'll turn off the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that's how he's seeing this. That's how he's interpreting this
yeah.
universe around him, or at least a better perspective than we normally get from deaf people shown on television. And the truth is, not a lot of deaf people are shown on television anyway, right?
No.
So I think this is kind of, as a guy who has a really good friend, a mm-hmm. famous deaf person, you know, the guy who does
yes.
all the...
Mm-hmm.
The sign. He became famous during the pandemic because he was doing the sign language for all the election bullshit that happened
yes.
in Georgia. White hair, white beard. That is my friend
great.
David
he's
Cohen.
Great.
Yeah, he is incredible, and he's an amazing human being who has been deaf since the day that he was born. And they honestly, his parents will tell you, he didn't have a chance. The doctors, the teachers, the everybody's said, do the best you can and hope that he's got caretakers for the rest of his life.
Right.
That's not at all how things worked out. He's a brilliant man who's made a name for himself being exactly the person he is. So I appreciate what 90 Day Fiancé is doing. Back to the point that I was making that, and just a little side note, like we always have, this is the most ADD podcast that has
yes,
ever existed.
Is.
I'm sure of it. And people like it. They like to write in. They're like, I love how you guys don't stick to a topic for more than a minute. You know, I watch these British comedy television shows, and I watch them, and what frustrates me to no end is that there is never more than three or four seasons. It is a high rarity when there's more than three or four seasons, just like fucking Netflix and Amazon and all these other
yeah.
shitty streaming services.
I think
out
the magic
there.
Number now, unless a TV
Two.
Show is like a huge, huge hit, and
yeah.
that's three.
Three, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But 90 Day Fiancé has found a way to keep me
yes,
engaged for almost 12 years.
Is
12
that how long
years.
Has been going on?
I think it has, yeah,
wow.
it's for 12 years. Which is crazy, and I get to follow up with them. So, you know, listen, I'm sorry I'm not watching the, you know, whatever, the Colts against the Rams or whatever fucking shit is on, or the Alabama versus Florida, whatever shit is on, which I enjoy every once in a while too. But 90 Day Fiancé is something I don't have to pay all that much attention to. I can keep up with it and I can watch half an episode and be right back where I was before. It's basically great for dads with many children. That's what it is. Yes. Because I don't have to pay much attention to it and I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's there to know? This guy wants to marry that girl. She probably has some demand. You know, she's probably sleeping with other people.
It's very fascinating.
Oh, it
very
is so fascinating. You know what else is fascinating down in Florida?
What's that?
And not 90 Day Fiancé, but you know what else is fascinating and down in Florida is the fact that they are like the housing down there, the housing market went crazy during the last 5 or 6 years, especially during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, that's it, moving to paradise, see you later.
Yep.
What they're finding out, though, is Florida is not exactly paradise. Right. Forget all the social and political challenges that they have down there. That's not our show to talk about. But one of the things that they do have is a real problem getting insurance on these homes.
Oh, I was reading about that over the weekend, too. Yeah.
That's right. So we
have natural disasters.
Every major insurer has backed out of Florida, and the small insurers that popped up after deregulation, they've all gone insolvent. A lot of them have gone insolvent. Mm-hmm. So it's almost impossible to get home insurance if you're within, really, if you're in the state of Florida, but with certainly if you're within 10 miles of a beach, forget about it. I used to own property down in Florida. We had a hard time getting insurance, but it wasn't that hard. This was years, but this is before the pandemic. But one of the things that's going on is that all these get-rich-quick, you know, real estate guys that are down there fixing and flipping in seminars, we know some people
we
like
do.
This. We know some people like that, right? They have the weekend fucking warriors. You know the old saying, those who can't teach?
Yes.
Right? So this is real estate in a nutshell. If you are making millions, yay, billions of dollars on real estate, you are not telling other people how to do that on the weekends at a Holiday Inn in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's just not happening.
Yes.
And they're not, and certainly not for free, which every real estate seminar is free, because what they really want you to do is pay them a shitload of money to coach you personally, vet out your deals, and teach you how to be making $50,000 to $60,000 a month with little to no work. And you don't even have to bring your own money, Chrissy.
No.
You, too, can lose $1 million in real estate, just like Brian Greene. And how do I know this?
Buy high, sell low.
Buy high, sell low. It's the Brian Greene method to madness. Soon you're going to be begging the bankruptcy judge for humility too. Don't worry, your wife will leave you. Your kids will forget about you. You're about to destroy your family's future with Brian Greene's 7 tips to lose money in real estate. Make money, then lose it all, then lose other people's money. It is, which is, it's strangely, almost how the commercial break started, is this little voice message that I did to Jeff and Chrissy about getting rich quick losing money on real estate. Real estate is an extraordinarily tough fucking game. And here, this is my perspective only. I'll put the disclaimer on here. I am sure there are exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there are. But I don't know anybody who's an exception to the rule. Never met anybody in my entire time in real estate. If you are a real estate player, if you're really making money, if you're really knocking out houses, fixing and flipping, making millions of dollars, you have money. You have somebody that has experience on your staff, and you have a bucket load of money. Because for every deal that you do that you make money, there's a deal where you're going to lose money. And it's just a given. You know, I had a friend one time in the real estate industry that told me the following. If you want to make $1 million in real estate, you better have $1 million to lose, because that's what's going to happen first. You're going to lose $1 million and then you'll have a chance to make $1 million.
Then you'll figure it out.
Yeah, then you'll figure it out when you're really fucking butthurt because you lost $1 million. And so as the real estate market starts to turn, as it is right now, there are going to be many of these weekend warrior seminar real estate guys are going to go bankrupt. And then there's going to be a bunch of them right under them that's going to come and say, this is the best time ever to buy real estate because the market's down. You make money up, you make money down. That's not true, but we're going to say it. And it drives me fucking insane as a guy who worked in the market for a long time. I hate these false promises, this indignation, these people who have absolutely not a pot to piss in or maybe $10,000 in their bank account. They see one of these commercials. They run off to the local Holiday Inn over the weekend, and then they get taken for another $50,000. Don't even worry, Chrissy. You don't need to pay today. I'll put you on a payment plan.
That's right.
Yeah, and as you start to make money, you're gonna be happy to cut that check to me. Well, what happens is you never make money, and then they follow up with a collection agency that bothers you for the rest of their lives. This is a fucking racket. Don't get into real estate unless you know what you're doing and you know how to make money. That's Brian's pompous, pious, bullshit 5-minute seminar that he gives every show now. But I want to show you one of these weekend seminar real estate warrior bullshit infomercials so that we know what to look for as the market turns.
We can, yeah, we'll be on top of things.
We can point it out to our listeners. We're here doing a public service for our listeners, Chrissy. The commercial break, the best PSA you never knew.
Hey, yeah, excuse me. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I'm just kidding. It's me, Christina, producer for the commercial break. And I just wanted to interrupt for a quick sec to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is the place to go to find all of our audio and video. And of course, to beg you to go to Apple and leave us a positive review. Positive. And if you go to tcbpodcast.com, you can get a free What Would Frankie Do sticker. Just go to the website, click Contact Us, tell us you want a sticker, and give us your physical address, and we're in business, baby. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383, and give us your questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas, please. Add us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Brian's really trying to keep up with the youths, so give us a follow. You know you wanna. If you're into videos, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and see fully edited episodes the same day they air over here. As always, please support our sponsors by going to their websites and buying their products. And don't forget to use our specialized URLs, because that's how we keep things moving here at TCB. So let's listen to those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Happy to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Harry's. Astrid and I had an opportunity to shoot off to the islands for a couple of days and relax without the children, and in an effort to reduce our irritation level, we decided to only use carry-on bags. When we got to the hotel, I noticed that my 5 o'clock shadow was a 9 o'clock shadow, and I was without my Harry's razor. Luckily for me, the nice gentleman at the front desk gave me a plastic, disposable razor that then promptly cut up my entire neck. By the end of the weekend, I had a full neck beard because I refused to use that razor again. I shave on almost a daily basis to make sure I look my best on camera for my wife, and so I don't give rug burn to my children when I hug them. I've been using Harry's razors for over 5 years now. I never have to worry about refill cartridges. They show up right at the front door, or I can buy them at many different locations, and the handle is heavy, sleek, and beautiful. Nothing excites me quite like getting a new Harry's razor handle. I also use their shaving cream and some of their skin products. I swear by this razor. I've been using Harry's for a long time. I've even gotten some friends and family members to use their subscription service, and I have not heard a complaint yet. A good clean shave makes you feel great, and you know your partner is going to be excited when you're on fleek with that tight chiseled jawline accented by a good clean shave. So get your best shave ever this summer with Harry's razor and skincare products. You can get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/tcb. That's harrys.com/tcb for a starter set. Do yourself a favor, get a good clean shave with a great razor from harrys.com/tcb. That's harrys.com/TCB. And thanks to Harry's for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. All right, so I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And here it is. The name of this infomercial is Cash Flow Generators. Cash Flow Generators. Who doesn't want to be in on this?
Oh, exactly. Generating
cash flow. It's the opposite of what The Commercial Break does.
I know.
What's the opposite of flow? I don't know. What's flow? What is the opposite of flow?
Stagnant.
Pause? Yeah, stagnant. Cash stagnant generator. Cash stagnant destroyers. Here at the commercial break. This is what we should do. As the market goes down, we'll just turn our show into a real estate seminar.
It almost was that to begin with.
Oh, it came real close. Came real close to being a shitty weekend warrior bullshit. We had some people that asked. We had some people that asked if they could, you know,
listen to it,
peddle their wares on the original commercial break.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. All right, here we go. Cash flow generators. Let's take a listen.
We set our goals. We followed the program, everything that the instructors were telling us to do. We did it exactly. And at the end of 4 months, we realized we don't ever have to work for anyone else again other than ourselves.
Wait, hold on. This is how they get you, too. They tell you you have to follow the steps exactly as they lay it out, as if every person is going to have the exact same experience in real estate, as if every house is the same,
right?
As if every investor is the same, as mm-hmm. if every bank account is the same. Not true. Everyone's a fingerprint in real estate. We all have our own. We all had our own journeys. Me, I lost a lot of money. That's my first. Me, I followed everything to a T, and I still lost $1 million. Here, this guy is telling you after four
Just four months. Yeah.
He never has to work another day in his life. Quit.
I mean, that it's easy. It's as easy as that. Follow the steps, make the
money. 4 months
never
later.
Never have to work for anyone else again.
Notice what they're leading with. They're leading with the most optimistic view of what can happen if you get involved with cash flow generators.
Of course they are.
Hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? I'm the CEO of Coca-Cola. What do you do? I'm an associate real estate investor with cash flow generators. Also known as CGS.
In the first 6 months, I have managed to put about $56,000 in my pocket.
I did one deal where in a matter of 6 months, I made $120,000 on one deal.
We're fees.
Wait, in a matter of 6 months, I made $120,000 on one deal.
On one.
That means he was working on one deal for six months.
Yeah. Sweating it out.
Yeah. I've had a house that I own that was an investment. I've had it for 9 years.
Is that how long you've had that place?
8 years.
Okay, yeah.
That's where the $1 million worth of lost money is, in that house.
Yes.
We're looking at making about $50,000 in the next month or so.
Look at those two.
Maybe.
First of all, there's a husband and a wife sitting next to each other. The wife is saying nothing. She's just looking at him like she wants to kill him with a dull butcher knife. For wasting money. Yeah, and he says, we're looking at maybe, possibly. I'm pretty sure I looked at my pipeline.
See.
Yep. Just like Clear Channel projections. I looked at my pipeline. I think we have $50,000 coming down the pike any day. I'm pushing it to 27% likely to close.
I have gone through buying and selling about $2.7 million worth of property. And I've put about $1.7 million of that in my own pocket.
I call bullshit.
Dun, dun, dun.
I call bullshit.
Now,
you made 170% of your money? There's no deal that makes 170%.
You can get those same secrets to success, strategies, and techniques at the Cashflow Generator Workshop, a live event coming to your area. You'll meet successful real estate experts that are making money in today's real estate market across the country, sharing their secrets to help you shortcut your path to financial freedom. Whether you want to simply buy your own home or have the desire to live your financial dreams, you can't afford to miss the information at the Cashflow Generator Workshop.
You can't afford to miss the information at the Cashflow Generator Workshop. Free coffee and donuts to the first 5 people who attend. Successful real estate investors. They don't even name anybody that's going to be there. Like, successful real estate investors from across the country are here to teach you. Successful. I've been to these seminars. I went when I was a teenager. My dad let me go to one of these seminars, and I knew it was bullshit then. But I did spend the $199.
Yeah,
and my dad was like, what are you doing? I'm like, Dad, they gave me 8 free cassette tapes.
Hi, I'm Deborah Ball.
And I'm John Erling. Our cameras traveled across the country to meet with successful real estate investors who are not only making money in today's real estate market, but who are also sharing their secrets to success with people like you through the Cash Flow Generator Program.
These are real people who have become...
I mean, the Cash Flow Generator Program is really just them generating cash from you.
Correct.
Yeah, that's...
I'm telling you right now. This is how it works. You go to the real estate seminar for free. That's how they get you the first time.
Of course.
They put you in a high-pressure sales tactic, a lot like, timeshare.
Yes.
Right? Free tickets to the best show in Vegas, front row tickets, if you sit through 7.5 hours of being badgered by some greasy cokehead. that wants to sell you a timeshare on the shitty end of the strip, right? This is the same premise.
Oh, yeah.
You get in free. They give you coffee and donuts. They hype you up. They usually have some, you know, music going and some guy, yeah, which I did one time. Ah!
You were the guy?
I was. I got paid a lot of money to go up and be the guy. Okay. But when they get you in there, then they want to upsell you on all these other packages. Mm-hmm. You can have.
Don't you want to make more money?
Don't you want to make more money? I've given you one third of the secret to success, but you need the other two thirds, and that's going to cost you. How much will it cost you? How much do you have? Well, I only have $500. Great! Perfect! We can't offer personalized coaching, but what we can do is give you a free link to a podcast where you'll learn another third. You'll still need that last third, but with this third, you'll be more excited to spend more money. That's how it works. They're not going to tell you the secret. Do you think these guys want a bunch of real estate investors are some of the most cutthroat motherfuckers in the world. Do you think they want to give you the secrets to their success because they're nice people? No. They have lost money in real estate, and now they're coaching you on how to do it, too.
Exactly.
Successful in real estate. Couples like Julie and Jay from Norfolk, Virginia, who've acquired over $1 million in real estate without using their own money.
Notice the word, acquired $1 million in real estate. Not made $1 million in real estate, acquired. I also acquired a couple $1 million in real estate that I cannot get rid of.
In the proven strategies with the Cash Flow Generator Program.
Plus, in this show, we're also going to hear from successful active investors who have also become instructors to the Cash Flow Generator Program.
People like
you too can be an active real estate investor. Call 1-800-CASHFLOW-GENERATORS. Make sure you bring your checkbook, your debit card, and potentially any American Express you might have in there. We're going to max it out. That's the only way you can. You have to follow us step by step. If you follow this step by step program step by step, you too will be in a position to maybe possibly someday acquire over $1 million in real estate almost every time using no one's money.
Eric, who was able to quit his full-time job and has made over $5 million in just a few short years.
People like Michael, who started out with little income and no savings, and in 4 years has amassed a personal fortune valued at
little
over $16 million.
Savings, I mean.
Little income and no savings. In the top line on here, in case you're not watching, it says net worth $16 million in 4 years. Net worth is hogwash. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't tell you how much debt somebody has.
Yeah,
it just
exactly.
says your net worth yeah. is $16 million. He might own $16 million of real estate and have $20 million worth of mortgages. You never know.
Dollars.
Mm-hmm. You'll be amazed by their stories. Stay with us and find out what these savvy investors revealed to our cameras about the techniques they used from the Cash Flow Generator Program. You won't want to miss it.
Let's meet Julie and Jay. You'll be surprised to hear what they found.
Surprised. Amazed. Surprised, amazed, surprised, amazed. They use those two words 6 times in the last minute.
Right in their own backyard.
We are standing in front of our current home. We went from a one-bedroom apartment to a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 3,230-square-foot home. And that happened all within a month. So
what?
A one-bedroom apartment to a huge home. And we had a baby.
She knew the exact square footage. She was like, 3,328-square-foot home. Like, she walked it out herself. She's got a baby in her hand. Uh-huh. They're wearing all black like they just came from a funeral. What's going on
there?
They
also didn't say where that home is.
Yeah, they don't say where it is.
It could
That's
be
right.
in the swamp.
Could be in Piney Grove, Florida.
And it's all because of the cash flow generator.
And we're actually standing right next door to our second deal if you want to come with us.
This just goes to show you that there are properties right in your backyard that a lot of people will say that they're not there or they can't find them, but we actually found one at our neighbor's house.
We picked it up.
We strong-armed the grandma out of this tiny house that had been here for 100
years.
This
is where her mom used to live. Now we rented out an Airbnb and grandma lives in the basement of this house. First of all, I think it's a stretch calling that a house. Second of all, like, what is he talking about?
But we turned it within 30 days and made $30,000. So, I mean, and that's right
they
next door.
They already did it?
Yeah, they turned
it.
Because
that house doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look like they put $1 worth of work into that. So here's the other secret that they don't tell you on these shows, but that is a very common thing. It's called wholesaling a contract. And so what it is that, let's say that we're living in this beautiful house and someone comes to my front door and they say, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse for this house. I'll pay you within 30 days cash money, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. What are you going to pay me? I'm going to pay you 10% less than retail, but if you need the cash, then, you know, you'll be good. So they get me under contract and they have a specialized contract that allows them to assign the contract to anybody else they want to assign it to. It's called an and assign contract.
Okay.
So here's what happens. And then if a savvy real estate owner says, I don't want and assigned on the contract, their response is going to be, well, I'm going to put it in a corporation name eventually since I'm an investor, so I need the and assigns. That's how they get over that objection, that first objection. Now what they do is they list your home for sale for 10% higher than the contract value. They go to a real estate attorney, usually the shady ones, and they ask them to do what's called a double closing on the same day. So let's say someone comes and they say, oh, I like this house for sale. I'm going to buy it at retail. Let's use big round numbers, $100,000. Mm-hmm. And now this guy has it under contract for $90,000. He puts it on the market, and now someone has another contract for $100,000. It's a $10,000 profit.
Right.
So on the same day, he will have the person purchase the home, and then he will double close the home on the same day. He never uses his own cash because the other person buying the home that actually wants the house brings the cash into the transaction. Uh-huh. He gets $10,000 finder fee. Everyone's happy, supposedly. These almost never work out. They never work out.
Yeah, sound good, but...
Yeah, because usually somebody sniffs... First of all, not many attorneys will do this. Second of all, somebody sniffs out that this double closing is happening, and they get pissed because they're like, wait, I want that $10,000.
Right, yeah.
So they find some way to, you know, jerk a knot in the deal's tail. It's a really fucking pond scummy thing to do, honestly. And I know that there are legit wholesalers out there that probably provide a service, but at the end of the day, this is like, it's kind of bullshit, right?
Yeah.
We were sold after that. That was great. That changed our lives.
From this point on, we knew that we never wanted to do anything else and never wanted to work a 40-hour week job. And again, you know, using the technique we learned to simultaneous close, it worked great. There was no money out of our pocket. This deal was totally done without using our own credit. So just a fantastic.
We just scammed that person. It's
fantastic.
Easy.
Yeah, I was whacking off straight pastors at gym for an extra $10 a week, but now I never have to work another day in my life. I have acquired over $2 million worth of real estate and over $3 million worth of debt.
Hey, girl. I'm a little short on cash. I don't know if you heard, but they don't want me to show up at the church anymore. I don't understand. I don't get it. I was preaching with a full dick. Something about an erection at the youth pastor at the youth pastor conference. I'm not sure. This sounds really interesting. You think you get me in on that free weekend seminar shit? Come on, girl. Call me up. Hey, girl.
Awesome opportunity, and again, we owe it all to the cash flow generator.
Isn't that a great story, John?
That's incredible.
You know, later
that's
in this...
incredible. That's incredible.
You too can scam people.
Yeah. Amazing. Incredible. Fantastic. Unbelievable.
Program, Julie and Jay are going to walk us through another property they picked up without using their own money, right down the street. Wait until you hear what happened.
Now let's hear from a few of the successful active investors who have done it right, who are now sharing their insider secrets and techniques as instructors for the Cash Flow Generator Program.
In 6 years, our net worth has grown to over $5.5 million. When I started this business, I was in debt. I owed tens of thousands of dollars, followed the program, and it was amazing. I was able to pay off my debt. I was able to start putting money aside, put money in savings. I'm working probably a quarter of what I used to be doing and making 10 times that, you know, on a slow month. Our latest
sounds
deal.
Sounds too good to be true.
Sounds great. Sign me up, Bob. Hey, honey, listen to this jokester on TV. Says he works 10 hours a week, makes 10 times what he did before.
When he was.
I signed us up for next weekend. Oh, all right. I guess I'll go.
What if he was making zero before?
Well, he said he was tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
Well, that we're going to be closing in the next 30 days is a property that we actually got under a lease option. And we're going to take anywhere from $240,000 to $250,000 on that deal. And
a deal you are going to close in 30 days is so far away from actually closing, exactly. It's not even funny. Yeah. That's like any deal in sales that's 30 Absolutely. Days away from closing is yep. basically not closing mm-hmm. anytime soon.
Yeah.
Now I get to go and teach others how to do this. And I get to see the students come back and say, you know, Eric, I took this class from you 3 months ago, and this is what I've been able to do. And I just had five ladies who came in, and in 4 months, they were able to make $125,000 doing five deals. Everyone should attend a one-day event. It's life-changing. There's no excuse.
The four ladies group?
Yeah, the four,
that
yeah.
got together and created their agency.
Hey, Betty, I saw this guy on TV. He said he works 1 hour a week and makes $655,000 in 30 days when the deal closes. Why don't we get all the girls from poker together? And let's go down there and let's put all our chips in the basket. And let's get ourselves a real nice retirement fund. Now, listen, we are just 30 days away from closing one deal that's going to make us $20,000 that we can split between the 30 of us.
Right.
And we only have to work for 6 months to make it happen. It's a deal. It's a deal you can't refuse.
Amazing.
I'm going to take all my money out of retirement funds, and I'm going to put it right into this real estate seminar, Cash Flow Generators.
There's nothing that should stop you from doing this.
We met with Melvin, who started out in the inner city on the mean streets of South Chicago. Who
now- That's racist. That's so racist. On the mean inner city streets
Melvin.
Of Chicago. He was probably born in Oakland.
Mean streets of Chicago.
The mean streets of Chicago. What a fucking racist thing to say. $1,000. The guy is black. $1,000. Yeah.
Owns well over $1 million in real estate and is living the American dream. Let's hear what he had to say.
I went to the workshop.
Yep. Fucking racist, yep. man. Yep. Fucking racist. So racist.
Just listened to the trainer and the strategies they were sharing. I took good notes. And that's really when the ball started rolling.
When you took good notes, that's when the ball started rolling. These guys, they are trying not to fall a foot of the FTC.
False yeah. advertising.
That's right.
Yes.
So they are saying all of the fancy buzzwords without actually telling you that they made this money. I'm going to make this money. We're probably going to close this deal. I have a deal that's going to close. When I started taking notes, I started making
Things
money.
Things started happening.
Yes.
Learned about wholesaling, and it was simple. It was easy. And I went out and did my first wholesale deal about 36 days. From start to finish, put my first check in my pocket for a little less than $10,000.
Did I not just tell you about wholesaling? Yep. And here is Melvin telling us he's wholesaling.
I started out sitting on the couch watching an infomercial just like you. And I went to the training. I learned the strategies.
Hey, honey. Melvin's from the mean streets of Chicago. And he says he done got himself a $10,000 deal, only took 36 days to close. Well, I'll be damned. That's $300 a day he's making, honey. $300.
And I put it into action. I have made an incredible amount of money over the last 6-7 years, and you can do it too. Every instructor in the Cash Flow Generator program, we're not just hired speakers to do a presentation, guys. We are active real estate investors.
We're scammers,
are not,
too.
Yeah, we are not just paid presenters. We are also involved in scamming you out of cash.
All over the country. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. And we show you how to do the exact same thing anywhere USA.
And remember, at the Cash Flow Generator Workshop...
Well, he said we got to live in anywhere USA, honey, and I just don't think we live there.
You'll learn how you can get real estate without using your own money or credit.
With intelligent strategies that work regardless if your home prices are going up or going down.
Yeah, you said
Yeah,
it.
That's the key, right? The mm-hmm. key to the
doesn't
bullshit.
Doesn't even matter the market.
Doesn't even matter. But the market is crashing in 2008 or it's way up high during COVID. Don't you fucking worry about it. We
this
have got it all
anytime.
Covered. It's amazing. Let's listen to Julie and Jim.
We went to the real estate seminar just 2 weeks ago, and we are 172 days away from closing our first deal, making $7,000. We quit our jobs. We know it's coming.
Up later in the show, Melvin is going to reveal the cash flow strategies he used on two of his latest deals. You won't want to miss it.
Plus, We're going back to Norfolk, Virginia, where Julie and Jay are going to show us how they're going to pick up an extra $200,000 on another property right down the street using the cash flow generator program. So stay with us.
It looked like they moved into the hood and built a really nice house.
Yeah.
They're just going to like lord over the rest of the street.
Yeah, they're lording over the rest of the street, buying out all the other neighbors. This is how gentrification happens, exactly. By the way. Real estate seminars. Yes. That's how it happens. It's unbelievable. And listen, you too, Chrissy, you too could get rich.
2:30 in the morning!
At 2:30 in the morning.
That's when all good things happen.
That's when... When I was a teenager and I watched those seminars, I got taken by a few. I was going to be an artist. You know how you two take this simple test to know if you two could qualify for art school?
Uh-huh.
Yep, I failed that test. They never heard back from them. I worked all week on that test.
The art school.
Yeah. They had you draw a turtle. And mine looked more like a dolphin with a boner. And I sent it back in and I never heard a word from them. And I went to the real estate seminar, didn't understand a word that was being said, but I bought the $199 tape set and I came back and my dad was like, "You're a fucking moron. What are you thinking?"
Well, did you take good notes, Brian?
No, I didn't take any notes.
Well, that's why the ball never got rolling.
I just remember thinking a girl ahead of me in the seminar was cute. All right, well, there you go. Maybe we'll finish up that video. Maybe we won't. Who knows? It's the commercial break. It's ADD AF. Yeah, it's a grab bag. It's like a year-old Halloween candy bag. You just reach in and see what stale shit you can pull out that is going to break your teeth and sour your stomach. Hey, thanks so much to everybody who's been writing in kind notes, kind reviews. We love you. We love every bit of it. We love every inch of it. Keep it coming. TCBpodcast.com, the brand new TCBpodcast.com. A lot of you commenting on the new website. Thank you very much. Go there if you want to watch any of the video, you want to listen to any of the audio, the entire library is right there. You can also request your What Would Frankie Do sticker. We only have a few left. I know I've been saying this for a week, but it is so true. So if you want your What Would Frankie Do sticker, go to the website, hit the Contact Us button, and drop down menu, I want my sticker. Send us your physical address. We'll send it out soon. There it is.
There it is.
TCB Podcast on TikTok, at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. You're going to love the YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe. We got a goal. We're trying to get a couple more of you on board. 1-855-TCB-8383-855-TCB-8383. Toll free anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, ask Brian's mom. All there at TCB-8383. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.